T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Dun 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 dun. Jeremy Spogan. Yes, yes. Anyway, huh?
In class today.
In class today?
Yeah.
In class what?
That's the lyric.
Jeremy Spogan.
Class.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
You think it's Jeremy Spoken in class today?
Pretty sure.
Versus Jeremy Spoken, yes, he is.
I thought it was that.
You know nothing about music, obviously. It's like sometimes it's hard work counting you guys around here. Not you, Evan. Well,
I don't know a lot about music.
No, you don't.
I'm the first one to own that.
Yeah.
Except I know a lot about the Doors for some reason.
You know one random Rogue Doors song.
Doesn't matter.
And you got it right.
What was the song I knew the other day? Was that an Aria song?
Which is a weird song to know, honestly.
I knew the end.
Yeah, it's a great song, but it is an odd, you know,
this
it's about
is the end.
It's about the Oedipus Rex thing and you know,
hey,
Big murder.
Mac, why are you nitpicking?
Incest.
Why are you nitpicking a song I knew a lot about? Like, who cares
you
what
you don't
it's
know
about?
Anything about it.
But I knew it.
He didn't
that's
get
not,
it right.
That's not about it. And by the way, yeah, it is Jeremy Spoken class today. Just making sure.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's not the lyric I have in front of me, but, you know, to each their own.
Hey, Greg,
you sing it listen, your way. Yeah.
You were right, by the way. Mac Jones officially ruled out for Sunday's game.
Oh, big shocker. Yeah, I didn't see that one coming. He accepted I did when he was crying, being carried to the locker room.
He was.
And grimacing like someone shot him.
And you know who's crying now? Patriot fans who have to watch Brian Hoyer attempt to play the position.
I can make the argument they have a better chance to win against the Packers with Brian Hoyer than
have
Mac
you
Jones.
Seen, no, no, no. Have you seen Brian Hoyer play the position?
Yes, I have.
He's brutal.
Have you seen Mac Jones play
yes.
the position?
He's better than Brian Hoyer.
Arguably. I think that's a beatdown anyway.
Oh, no, I agree with you.
And I'm not Green Bay is going to run roughshod all over
I'm
them.
I'm not saying either one is good, but Brian Hoyer is
you know, it's
really
interesting
bad.
In the NFL this week, when you think about, you know, the great quarterbacks in the league, you know, the like, you know, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Baker Mayfield, Jimmy G, and Justin Herbert, you know, the greats that play the sport.
Stop.
None of them, not a single one of them this year yet, has had the oh my God, you know, game yet.
Yeah.
You know, Tom Brady, the Bucs offense has been putrid. Even though they're 2-1, they haven't scored 20 points
so
in a game
best
yet. Aaron Rodgers hasn't had the 4-touchdown game yet.
So the best quarterback performances of this season, I would say, off the top of my head,
go.
If I'm forgetting someone, let me know, would be Josh Allen.
For sure.
And Tua from a few weeks ago.
Yeah, when he had the 6 touchdowns. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Like, think about it. Like, you know, Aaron Rodgers went head-to-head with Brady. It wasn't a great game. You know, the last couple minutes were interesting because, you know, Brady brought him down. They scored the touchdown, missed on the 2-point conversion. You know, but you haven't had the, you know, the breakout games from the top quarterbacks in the league.
Let me just add a third. Jalen Hurts has played incredibly well.
Yes,
too.
Yeah, that's fair. You're right. Yeah, no.
I don't want to leave him out.
Matter of fact,
those...
I think Jalen had, what, 4 touchdowns last week?
Yeah, he's been tremendous this season.
But again, Jalen Hurts came in. He was the question mark.
No, I know.
Of the Eagles.
Two and Jalen.
Right.
Josh Allen, we knew. You know what that alarm means?
No.
You know what that alarm means?
Is it time to give away tickets? 3:58, as promised. Do what you got to do, Evan. Hit the music, boys.
Oh, come on, big guy. We told you.
I am so mad at you right now, I can't even begin to describe.
Why?
Because you set your alarm for a minute too early, and I was going to blast the music mid-speaking on both of you, and I was going to
look. Excuse me, I want to explain that. Here's why I set it for a minute too early. As most people know, there's a delay.
Oh.
And I thought
is it
for
a,
our...
Is it a minute?
For our audience, when it comes to the Odyssey app, yes. So for our audience, I wanted to be accurate. So I set my alarm for 37 seconds early.
That's my guy.
You're welcome.
Way before 37 seconds.
It's a Football Friday here on The Fan, and we're giving away tickets to see the New York Giants and the Chicago Bears, a pair of 2-1 surprises coming up this Sunday at MetLife Stadium. Let's take caller number. What number you want to take?
One. For Phil Sims.
At 866-540-WFAN for your chance to win.
All right, real quick, before I get all your calls, yeah, if I started at zero and just counted up by one, all right, how far could you get until you couldn't name a well-known player and a number? Does that make sense to you or no? Like at what
in
number?
Any sport, just anybody in general?
Any sport, how far could you go until you're like, you know what? I got stumped on number?
I know a lot about sports.
Right.
But want to know my weak spot?
Jersey numbers?
Absolutely. In fact, it's so funny you said that. Loogie off air says to me, hey, does it mean anything to you the number Francisco Alvarez is wearing? You know, you're such a geek, Evan. And I said, I could not care less.
Okay.
Like, so jersey numbers has always been something that I know. I'm not saying I don't know anything, but it's absolutely my weakness. So,
like, how high could you think you could get? I mean, easily into the 20s and 30s, I would
probably
think.
I think so.
I think that's fair. You think you get stumped before 50?
Yeah.
You do? Really?
Yeah, I would just forget, because I forget easily.
Big Mac, how far do you think you could go?
Hello?
Hi, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry.
What?
I was speaking with SNY as we're preparing for the show. I apologize, I didn't hear what you said.
Don't worry
I'm not
it.
Great with numbers either.
Don't worry about it then.
Okay. So good.
Here's Dominic in the truck. Dominic, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, boys? How we doing?
What's up with you?
Hey, I love the show, man. Can I listen to the guys before you, but don't tell nobody.
Okay.
Listen, Evan.
Yes.
I am so mad at you, Evan. You are messing up my week. You are messing every Met fan's weekend.
Me?
You are the voice. You are the voice of Met Nation.
Okay.
And you are so negative.
What have I said today that's been negative?
Everything.
Every day.
Name
every
one thing.
Day,
no, no, no. Today, so going in, I want to be fair about this because at times I can be negative, no question. But as far as today is concerned, what have I said that's negative?
Today, I can't think about it because I haven't. I'm so hyped. Evan, listen to me.
Yes.
If we can't beat the Braves 2 out of 3 with the best pitcher on the mound today and the second best pitcher tomorrow and our third best pitcher on Sunday, so then we should not even make it to the playoffs.
No, we should. No, we should because the Phillies are going to make it to the playoffs. Trust me, the Mets have earned the playoff appearance. The only thing I've said today, and I think you would feel this way, Dom, is that I'm nervous. Is that when you get to a series like this, there are nerves. But I haven't said they're going to get swept. I haven't said they're going to leave and lose 2 out of 3. In fact, I haven't even offered a prediction on this series.
By the way, a dear, dear friend of mine checked in via text. I missed a great quarterback performance from one of the great quarterbacks. And when we get something wrong, unlike a lot of shows, we acknowledge it.
Yeah, yeah.
Patrick Mahomes, week 1.
Oh, yeah.
5 tutties.
That's a good call.
5 tutties.
That was so long ago.
Yeah, it feels like it was last year. Now you want to know who told me that?
Yeah.
My main man, Boomer Esiason.
So he's listening.
Oh, listen.
Nah, we appreciate that.
We listen to them. Well, you do. And they listen to us. And, yeah, good job, Booms. Thank you, buddy.
Well, he also loves himself some Patrick Mahomes.
But who doesn't?
Now, he's right. He was great in week 1, but it's true. It feels like it was 6 months ago.
Yeah, he threw 5 touchdown passes in week 1. Good job. And you can see Boomer and the gang, of course, Sunday at 1 o'clock. And if you're really into football, tomorrow morning before Hello, My Name is Craig, Boomer and Mike Valenti do a little inside the NFL type thing.
Well, also, let me correct your tease. Boomer is actually on at 12 noon. That's when the pregame show starts. You
what
said
1 say?
O'clock. The games are at 1 o'clock. Boomer
you know,
is in the studio
I got confused
at noon.
Because they were doing play-by-play of the Jet game last week. So I got I got confused.
Except the problem was they weren't doing play-by-play of the Jets game.
He also says he's not listening. Thus, he didn't hear me asking about the 5 Samsungs.
He missed that part.
He conveniently missed the part when I said, yo, my man, where's the 5 Samsungs at? But he did remember the 5 tutties. That's what the kids call touchdowns.
Tutties.
That's what the kids call.
Yeah.
They call them tutties or, and I've never heard anyone else use this term, tink-tinks.
Tink-tinks?
Yeah. Tink-tinks.
Wait, what is a tink-tink?
A touchdown.
Really?
Tutties more popular.
Well, I've heard tutties.
Yeah, yo, he threw for 5 tutties, yo.
I always love
tink tinks.
I always love when people use those phrases, and I don't. And you're like, come on, you don't actually ever use that phrase.
What, tutty?
Yeah.
The only reason I even know tutty is that I live with an 18-year-old and an 11-year-old.
No, and I believe they do.
And Lucky, you know, when he's like, you know, when I say like, hey, who are you playing this weekend? He's like, so they're playing Madison in the rain on Saturday. Are they any good? Well, you know, number 23 had 4 tutties last week, that kind of thing. So that's my vernacular.
Has dimes become so accepted that that's now just a regular phrase, or is that still?
Dimes is on the out.
What do you mean it's on the out?
It's on the out because nobody uses a dime anymore to make a phone call.
Yeah,
that's
what
drop a dime was
that's
from.
That's used.
Not anymore.
Do you remember?
It's on the way out. It's for older people
DeAndre
like yourself.
DeAndre Jordan, who I know is old and is a stiff, used to pick up dimes.
Yeah.
As like a celebration.
Dropping dimes, yo.
So you're telling me it's dead now?
It's not dead yet, but it's passe.
But don't you think that's going to be one that lives even after the dime is extinct?
Yeah, I guess in some areas until we all die off.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like the new generation, they make up words. I have no idea what they mean.
So what's the new term for assist? Asses? You got 6 asses tonight.
Pretty sure that's not the answer. No? But that's what Ime Udoka was accused of.
Wow.
Matt Barnes came out yesterday and said, when you guys hear the entire story, he'll never coach ever again.
Wow.
It's that bad.
Do you think we'll ever hear the entire story?
At some point, it's going to come out. So now, the problem with Matt Barnes saying that, and I believe probably true, I don't know, is it allows your mind to wander in places where it shouldn't wander. Because then you try to figure out, for Matt Barnes and his background, to be so bothered, and he apparently is bothered, right, about what this guy allegedly did, you start wondering, this has to be beyond your garden variety affair.
Right.
All right, affairs happen every day of the week. No one's proud of them, but it happens, right? You know, Shaquille O'Neal came out the other day and said, listen, I was the biggest cheater in the world, so I'm not going to rip the guy for cheating. I lost my family over cheating, and it's one of the biggest sore spots in my life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to figure, it's either, and again, I'm going down a road I shouldn't go down. It's who he slept with or tried to.
Right.
That's where I'm going, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of an extramarital affair.
Owner's
that
daughter.
Was so damaging.
Would that stop you from coaching ever again?
No, I don't think it would.
No.
It would stop you from coaching that team ever again.
That's true.
So the only affair.
Owner's wife?
That ended one's career would be former vice presidential candidate.
Yeah.
John Edwards. Do you remember the John Edwards affair?
Was that the girl that went missing?
No,
and they found her body?
Wasn't that Gary Condit?
I don't know.
That's a congressman. No. John Edwards was...
Joe, because I know what it was. Because he talks to dead people.
No.
He got caught having... Was he the guy like necrophilia, that thing?
No.
But how does he talk to dead people without sleeping with them?
I think John Edwards cheated on... Stick with me on this. John Edwards, who was a viable 08 presidential candidate against Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, ended up losing. So he was gone before
Thanks
that.
Thanks for the history update.
Was the vice presidential nominee in 04 next to John Kerry.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
Cheated on his wife, who had breast cancer.
That's a tough way to get elected.
Had a child with her.
Really?
And there was illegal campaign. Okay, alarm. I set you once.
Go ahead.
And had like illegal campaign money funded to her
to pretend to hide it and pay her off.
I think so. I don't know the details, but that ended his career, dude. Politically,
Suzanne Rice.
Done. What
was her name? Susan Rice?
No, it was Rochelle Hunter.
Never heard of her. But Rachel Hunter's not.
But that like literally career over, right?
Yeah,
ended it.
So.
Like we have seen political figures have scandals, and it's no big deal. We had a president.
Right.
God, I'm not even going to get to it.
Right.
That ended his career. So I'm trying to think, well, it would have to be on that level.
I mean, I can't. The only you shouldn't let your mind wander because it goes to bad places.
I'm just giving you a fact-based thing that
they
occurred.
Was he on Epstein's Island or something like that?
Oh, my God.
Like something really disgusting like that? Anyway, it'll come out at some point, but he ain't coaching this year. He's probably never going to coach again.
Well,
Matt Barnes
the next step is the Celtics have to get rid of him because right now he's still suspended.
Is he being paid?
He's not being paid.
Got it.
And the owner said, we'll decide on his future at a later date. So eventually that later date comes, and either they get rid of him, and then it's a story again, or he comes back, and it's a story again.
Yeah, and I know what every Knicks fan's saying. We'll take him. That's what every Knicks fan is saying.
Well, when Tom Thibodeau announces Evan Fournier is your starting two guard,
we'll take him. We'll take him. Who do you sleep with? We'll figure it out. You know, we did have the Steph Marbury Knicks a few
years back. Gerson Rosas they hired immediately. He got fired. Obviously, it's not necessarily the same things, but he got removed from his job because of an extramarital affair, and the Knicks hired him soon after.
Here's Kevin in Hartford, Connecticut. Kevin, how you doing, pal?
Gentlemen, how are you?
Doing great. Big weekend. All pumped up for it.
Me too. I want to thank you guys because for the last hour and a half, my wife's been calling, my freight broker's been calling, and I've just been sending them the generic messages there on the iPhone. So
yes.
My freight broker's probably never going to give me another piece of freight again, and my wife's probably calling 911 or a divorce attorney.
Well,
that's besides the point.
One out of two in bed.
No, I wanted to talk to you guys.
Yeah.
The hell with them. They can wait. So if I was at the game tonight and I caught that judge ball, I believe that saying he hits 62, I believe that I'm selling the ball. Because unless the Yankees pay him $5 billion to stay next year, I'm going to be holding on to what do I need the autographed pictures for? Unless you're going to put a Giants uniform on it because that's where he's going.
By the way, Kevin, not just that. Whether he stays or leaves is irrelevant to the value of the ball you're holding, which, according to the experts, is in the neighborhood of $2.5 to $3 million.
Which is well above anything the Yankees could offer you.
Right. Like, there's nothing tangible they're going to give you that's going to be worth that much.
There would be no more truck driving for me, I'll tell you that.
Right. Right. And that's the point, which is why if you were at the game and you got the ball, you have to have an exit plan.
Oh, yeah.
You can't even get wooed into the lower bowels.
Did you guys hear about the story about Ball 59? Have you heard about this? This
I don't
is
think
an
so.
Okay. So Aaron Judge hits home run 59 in Milwaukee. Guy catches the ball. Yankees, MLB.
Kevin, thanks for the call, pal. Get home safely. Go ahead.
MLB Yankees approach him because they wanted all the balls, even 59.
Right.
Guy says no. Another guy goes up to said person and says, I'll give you $1,500 for that ball right now. I'm going to Venmo you immediately. Guy says, okay. When that happens, MLB and the guys who authenticate the ball leave and say, oh, you got the ball? We're done. They never
authenticate.
That stupid word. They never authenticate the ball. This guy now has home run 59.
Yeah.
No proof it's homer 59. Goes to Yankee Stadium begging the Yankees, can you please authenticate the ball?
Yeah, the ball, the
Yankees say no. He goes to the MLB offices, can you authenticate the ball? They're like, okay, we'll have to take the ball and we'll send it in.
Yeah.
Guy says, well, will I get the ball back? They're like, no, we now will take the ball. Guy's like, no. So there's this guy in Milwaukee who spent $1,500 for the ball who cannot have the ball authenticated. Now, for those of you tonight, don't worry. They put something special on ball 60, 61, 62, 63 that I guess has some technology where they would know automatically. But this guy has a baseball that's probably worth about $5,000. So not the millions, but $5,000. He paid $1,500 for it.
Right.
And right now it's useless because nobody will authenticate the baseball.
That sucks for him.
Yes.
Right?
Apparently, the guy who caught the ball was surrounded by baseball. They were going to authenticate the ball. Once it was sold to someone else, they said, we're done.
Why,
we
though?
Won't do it.
Why?
We're out.
But they could still authenticate it.
That's what the guy is claiming. Doesn't mean
it necessarily
happened.
That doesn't seem like that makes a lot of sense. Like, all they're doing is talking to a different guy. Like, what do they care if you sold it or bought it? It's still the ball. You could, like, and now the question is, how do you possibly authenticate it after the fact?
You're dead. You can't.
Right?
Darren Rovell retweeted this story, so I apologize for who initially had it. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's homer 59, because the Yankees have in their possession, apparently, 56, 57, 58, 60, 61. They have every ball. They got 56, 57, 58, 60, 61. They don't have 59 because this guy has it, and no one will authenticate
it. Well, the Yankees don't have 61 either. Aaron Judge gave it to his mom.
Okay, I guess they have it.
I think the
Yankees
it's
could do.
It's in the family.
Yeah, because the Yankees may say, hey, Mrs. Judge, can you loan it for 6 months? We're going to put it here. I'm sure she will.
Put it in the museum, let people come look at it. Oh, look, it looks like a baseball.
Yeah, so they don't have it, but they have it, really.
Is there anything tangible that you would ever want to, like, go to a museum to see, other than art, like, Van Gogh, whatever it is, like, something that might be, like, a historical item that you'd say, you know what, that'd be really cool if I could see it. Like, people might want to go to the little Yankee Museum in the stadium where they have the wall of balls.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, is there anything that comes immediately to mind
yes.
that you'd like to see?
Abraham Lincoln's top hat.
Abraham Lincoln's top hat. Okay.
Like, he wore it. And then I would want to touch it and see how it would fit on my head.
My guy Darren Ravel's on the line here. Yo, D, it's Craig and Evan. How you doing, pal?
Do not, if you catch 62, do not run out of the stadium, okay? You have to get the ball authenticated in the moment.
Really?
Don't make the deal, by the way. Don't say, no, I'm not making the deal with the Yankees. Do not make the deal until you say, where's the authenticator? I want him to authenticate.
But are these balls,
this is 62.
Are these balls different? My interpretation was these balls, 61, 62, 63, that they're putting in play are different than 59, where that poor guy has a ball and they can't authenticate it.
I don't think they're different at this point. They okay. have a mark. They have a marking, a visible marking of a letter and a number, and then they have visible under black light markings.
Right.
But there is a guy who is counting, and there's someone in the stands who knows the ball and knows like what that ball would be, and that person is in the state. Once you leave the stadium. Like, people say, oh, well, they could still authenticate it. They have no interest in authenticating it. And, like, the guy 59 is saying, oh, they're being jerks about it. But, like, you just got to protect yourself. I know people are in the moment and they're excited and whatever. But, like, these are one of these things that you have to, like, go through in your head what you're going to do if you catch the ball.
So, all right, so rule number one is make sure you get it authenticated and do not make a deal because how much is this ball going to be worth ballpark? A couple mil, right?
I think at least a million.
Okay, so you think it'll be shy of the 2.5 to 3 million we're hearing?
Well, there's one guy who's offered 2 million just flat out. So if you want to take that offer, that's fine, but I'm serious here that no one will die over this ball. Please, if it happens in New York, please, for the sake of the brand of New York, Just try to be okay. I'm just so worried about some highlight of some 58-year-old guy stealing it from a kid.
This is why.
Now it's like, oh, that's New York.
That's
what a New York thing to do.
I said this to Craig the other day. This is why I would have no interest sitting in the left field bleachers because I don't want to be anywhere near where that ball
lands.
Well,
listen, whoever gets the ball, man, woman, or child, is coming out of there black and blue. That's a fact. I don't care what anybody says.
Hopefully he has a good name like Frankie Lasagna. Tommy Mozzarella.
Yeah.
Frankie Lasagna, you know?
Now, did you find out, I was told from somebody in the know, that when Adam Bushman in the Toronto bullpen got the 61st ball, that the Yankee bullpen negotiated the ball's surrender. And
it was too quick. It was too quick.
Yeah,
like,
but so the
Bushman.
The story I was told is that the Yankee bullpen reached out immediately and said, "All right, we want the ball." Bushman was like, "All right, you got to give me playfully. I'll give you the ball for X." And then the Yankee bullpen pitchers told Aaron Judge, "We're not going to give you the ball unless you agree to buy us dinner."
Well, that could be interesting, but I don't. You know, like. It puts you in a tough. I understand Bushman's in a tough position. And by the way, Sarah Walsh's, wife, who's ESPN. I mean, she was having an amazing Twitter feed.
Yeah,
I mean,
she was a rock star during that whole thing. Absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Yeah, but I agree. By the way, if you go into the stands and you catch it and you get your 2 million. I mean, it's a little bit different when you win the actual lottery. Like, you didn't do anything wrong, but it's like, did you see your husband? I'm never going out to dinner with you guys again.
All right, so if the Judge ball of number 62, let's just say $2 million for the sake of the conversation, how much is the Pujols 700th ball worth?
$125,000.
Wow.
Wow.
That fascinates me.
Now, when Judge, let's say he gets to 64, right?
Wait, by the way, I put that on Twitter, and like all of St. Louis was trying to kill me. I'm like, no. St. Louis, the Angel, anyone who he's ever played for was like, how could you say that? That's nasty. And I'm like, because it's the Yankee tradition.
You're
and
a nasty man.
And Yeah, exactly. All right, go ahead. Well, 64.
If he, like, what home run he ends up on, Aaron Judge, will that be the most valuable home run or valuable home run ball?
A lot of people are debating this, right? Because 62 is Pat, you know, his 60, Ruth, right. 61, Maris, 62 is the one, you know, that is the Yankee and the becomes the record. I think this is that. I think it's a tough call, actually. Normally, it would be the last one, but I think people care more about 62, actually.
Well, in New York,
and it
they
would
do
be
for
more
sure.
special, and it would be more special if it happens in Yankee Stadium versus 64 happening in Texas.
God, now you're a crazy collector. Do you have any expensive balls in your home?
No, just the two on my person.
Got it. There you go. So you collect ticket stubs, but you don't
collect
balls.
Not balls. No, I do not have balls. I collect signatures. I recently got a Steve Jobs.
A Steve Jobs signature. Who did he sign something to?
It seems like so it's written "Go change the world, Steve Jobs."
Huh? How much?
$25,000.
You have too much. You have too much money. I remember the last time we talked.
Yeah, they told me he's not signing. He's not signing more, Craig.
Yeah, that's very true. He is not. I remember the last time you told me when your wife gave you a hard time about buying virtual horses.
You know, it's always the wife thing. I'll just tell you really quickly. The worst scenario wasn't what I paid for something. It was how big an item was. I bought a computer that was inside the Kennedy Space Center, like during the first moon launch, and it was 1,000 pounds. And I got it delivered, and I thought it'd be cool, like kind of like a museum piece.
Yeah.
And I had to get it delivered to the front door, so I had to clear my wife out. I'm like, "Don't you have tennis or something?" I had to like clear my wife out, and she. I got it 3 years ago. She still hasn't seen it. She doesn't know where it is in my house.
NASA computer for that weighs 1,000 pounds, and she's unaware that it's in the house.
I have to admit that's kind of cool.
That is really cool. That's great. That's great. It also means that you have a service that comes and cleans the basement once every month. There. All right, pal. Be good.
Will the "what is this" moment lead to a divorce? That is the question, and that's what makes every day exciting. Right.
That's exactly right. What could I buy that I'm coveting that my wife will say enough is enough? Get out.
Final straw.
That is it. All right, buddy. Be good. I'll talk to you. Darren Revelle, everybody.
I did
a great job.
I retweeted the story about Home Run 59. It was from Outkick, the gun show, who tweeted it, so you can check it out. But details about this poor guy who bought Home Run Ball 59 can't get it authenticated.
Let me just say this.
Yeah.
I'm not poo-pooing or minimizing $1,500. I'm not. But this poor guy, come on.
Well, I'm not talking about the money. I'm talking about...
It's not like the guy bought the Tom Brady final touchdown pass for $500,000, and then Brady goes, "I'm coming back," and the ball's worth nothing.
I think that's different. You always know there's a risk the guy's going to come back. The guy, I assume he's telling the truth, knows it was Home Run 59, wanted just the proof that it was Home Run 59, and Major League Baseball, according to him, is saying, we're good. We're not going to authenticate
it. So you know what you do? You take the loss, you put it in a case, you put it above your fireplace, you have a little thing to talk about at Thanksgiving with everybody.
I agree.
And then 5 years from now, at some point, that ball will become the missing ball. We've got 50, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, boom, boom. We're missing 59, and then the ball will be worth a lot of money. No joke.
Or, like you just said, hey, I got this in my collection, and if you don't believe me, too bad. I know it's Home Run 59.
You know what you do? You put the ball inside the turkey.
What?
And you play Find the Ball Inside the Turkey.
Oh, that's a game.
That would be the greatest Thanksgiving of all time. Like when we find the Afikoman, right, on Passover. Where's that piece of matzah? I win. And like your grandfather gives you a silver dollar, right? Find the 59th baseball inside the turkey.
It's a turducken baseball style.
That'd be awesome, right? You play, everyone's hands are inside the turkey's carcass. I got it, I got it. And then you put other, like, rogue balls in there to throw them off the scent. Thanksgiving's always fun in my house. I can tell you
that. Sounds like a fun time.
I can't wait.
Am I getting the invite this year?
For Thanksgiving?
No.
You know, if you want to, yeah.
I like the idea to turn it down.
Yeah.
So at least I could say, Craig invited me.
You want me to invite you so you can say no.
So I know I was invited. It's an option, but we say no. No, thank you.
I tell you what, Evan, I want you to send out an invitation to your in-laws.
Yes.
I would love to have them over for
just
Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Just Jose and his beautiful wife.
They may say okay.
Have them over. He has to bring a chorizo quesadilla, though. 877-337-6666.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
All right, 4:32, getting ready for the biggest New York Met regular season series in 6 years against the Braves. And the Tua situation, and now Jim Harbaugh has gotten involved, head coach of the Baltimore Ravens. The audio is not great, but it's not only about 15 seconds or so. Play it, let's hear what he had to say real fast.
Most people. I couldn't believe what I saw last night. I couldn't believe what I saw last Sunday. You know, it was just something that was astonishing to see. I've been coaching for 40 years now, in college and the NFL, almost 40. And I've never seen anything like it before. And it just was really something that, you know, I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. So I really appreciate our doctors. I appreciate our owner.
All right, so basically he's loading up against the Miami Dolphins as well.
What does he mean, though?
When he added Sunday,
yeah.
I think he's talking about the fact that Tua came back in the game.
Is that what he's saying?
I'm surmising that's what he's saying.
Yeah, because
yes.
Obviously those are big words. I can't believe what I've seen. I've been in the league for 40 years, playing, watching football for 40 years. But is he saying that he was clear to return? Like, what is the I can't believe aspect of it?
I mean, that's what I'm reading it into, that in his opinion, guy had a concussion and guy didn't come back, right? I mean, the last time I remember that happening in a Raven game was a playoff game against the Bills when the Bills knocked Lamar Jackson out of the game 2 years ago, first round of the playoffs, and he was ruled out for the rest of the game. I'm not comparing concussions. I'm sure we could probably look up examples or talk to players. You know, have the Ravens had a guy that played with a concussion? At some point, probably, right?
Yeah, but I don't necessarily put it on the coach because the coach is coaching. And he's told, okay, this guy's been cleared, or no, this guy hasn't been cleared.
Right.
Like, I know the coach has a lot of responsibilities. They're the CEO. Nothing gets past them. But I think during the course of a game, they're coaching. And I think that they're probably following what they're told from the doctors.
Yeah, and the last thing he says is, I'm thankful for our doctors. I'm thankful for our owners.
So is he saying that the doctors...
Makes me think that when you say, I'm glad we have the doctors we have.
Wow.
I mean, that's how I took it at the end there.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the Miami medical staff is taking a beating right now, and it might be deserved, but it might not be. Like,
what we see, and what we saw. Here's what we saw that no one could deny. Even though we don't know how he was diagnosed, we saw a man on Sunday get hit.
Yep.
Really pushed down to the ground, essentially. Get back up wobbly and fall down. We saw that. And then we saw him re-enter the game soon after. That's a visual.
Yeah.
That's what we all saw. Now, the Dolphins could tell us it's a back issue. It had nothing to do with his head. But that image of a guy being knocked down, his head being hit, being wobbly, falling, and then coming back into a game soon after is what we saw. That's a tough visual to ignore.
And that's why everybody went crazy last night. Here's Tommy in Asbury Park. But it's interesting that a head coach of an NFL team would publicly take a shot at another franchise in the manner that he did. What do you got, Tommy?
Hey, what's going on, boys?
All super good, kiddo.
For Mets this weekend.
What's that?
Super pumped for Mets. I just got my season tickets for next year, which locks me into the playoffs.
By the way, real quick, Tom, this is why the Mets will draw so well next year compared to down the stretch this year. Tom, rightfully so, said, got my season tickets for next year, locks me into the playoffs. That's how attendance spikes a year after year successful.
All right, there you go.
100%, boys. But want to just say one thing and then ask a question about Alvarez.
Yeah.
First of all, Evan, I thought that your interaction with Buck yesterday was completely respectful and masterful, and you are the spokesman for all Mets fans. So I speak for many.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Even though I disappointed my coworker Boomer, I take your compliment very well. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, Boomer, come on, Booms. Tough it up there, guy. But I got to say, with this Alvarez situation, I'm happy to see the kid up here, right? I mean, we've kind of been waiting for this. It's certainly better than rough, but there's just a lot of pressure on him. And I don't know that I hope he comes through. I hope he can, you know, give us something to cheer for and make an impact. But I kind of feel like with putting rough on the IL, they're doing some preemptive butt covering in case Alvarez disappoints in this way. They could say, well, we had no choice. Ruff was injured, so what are you going to do?
Forget the injury, because maybe he's hurt, maybe he's not hurt. I have no idea. I asked Buck a question yesterday that I really mean, and that is,
thanks, Tommy.
Darren Ruff has a resume of hitting left-handed pitching.
Okay.
He does. It's why I liked the trade when they made it. I will own that forever. He hasn't hit. He hasn't hit lefties. At what point in a season do you say, yeah, I know you have a good resume, I can't play you anymore? Well, that moment occurred. That moment really occurred about a week ago, and I respect Billy Epler and Buck Showalter for realizing that moment. Instead of saying, hey, we gave up four guys for him, we traded J.D. Davis for him, we have to play him. Both men realized we can't play him anymore. They made that decision. In making that decision, they have Mark Vientos, who's 5-for-27, whatever it is, look it up. And they said, well, that's not really cutting it either. We have to try something. So let's take the biggest and best prospect in baseball, who's on a red-hot streak in the final month of the minor league season, and let's try it. I commend them for it. It doesn't mean it's going to work. Better late than never. They realize Darren Ruff can't play baseball anymore for this team. They realize that. I commend them for that.
Yeah.
So why not call Francisco Alvarez up?
He got called up, and he's in the lineup tonight as a DH.
Did you hear the story about how he found out?
All I know is that he was with his dad. I know that.
He was with his mom and dad.
Okay.
Driving from Syracuse to Florida because the minor league season ended the other
day. That is a hell of a drive, by the way.
Think about that. He's driving from Syracuse to Florida.
Shows you how much money minor leaguers make.
They're in the midst of the drive. Okay, they're driving down there. They're having a good time. In fact, I'll tell you exactly where they were, according to Tim Healy. He's a hell of a reporter.
They're on Route 81.
They were in Greenville, South Carolina.
Oh, they made it all the way down to South Carolina just in time to drive through a hurricane.
And then they got a phone call. And Francisco picked up his phone Thursday night. That's last night.
Okay.
And on the other end was the director of player development, Kevin Howard, who said, hey, Francisco, you're in South Carolina. That's convenient. Can you make a right? Come to Atlanta, kid. You're about to make your major league debut.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a great story.
That's a tremendous story because the minor league season ended the other day.
Yeah.
He mashed it, was incredibly doing well. He figures, I'm done. Yeah. Right. Hell of a season.
And by the way, for those of you that don't understand how the rules work, he is eligible to be on the postseason roster.
Yes.
Okay? I know there's some question about that.
No, he's eligible.
But he's eligible.
He wasn't on the 40-man. It's okay. He was in the Met organization. All you need are guys on the injured list. You can petition MLB. They'll approve it. Guy's hurt. He replaces him. So no worries, Met fans. If he hits, and I don't know how many at-bats he's going to get in 6 days, but if he hits, he would be on the postseason roster.
By the way, and I'm not going to claim to know a lot about the story. I don't. But one of the reasons what John Harbaugh did today is dangerous is this. You know, their wide receiver, Duvernay, had a concussion in week two, the 42-38 loss to the Miami Dolphins.
Right.
He came out of the game because he got his bell rung, and he had an acknowledged concussion. He played the next week.
Right.
Anybody question Harbaugh on that?
Well, there's concussion protocol, which you can come out of.
Okay, glad you said that. The Dolphins are claiming they followed concussion protocol.
I agree, but no one believes them.
Whether we believe them or not, the NFL is going to find out if they did, right?
No, I agree.
So Harbaugh, same thing. Wide receiver having a very good year. I think he's got three touchdowns.
Yeah, he's been
had
great.
A touchdown in the game against New England.
Had a touchdown against the Jets.
Yeah, 7 days earlier, came out of a game with a concussion.
I agree, but John didn't say anything wrong. All John said was what we all thought, which is, I've never seen anything like that. And specifically, he's right. I saw a human being get hit, stand up wobbly, fall down to the ground, and come back in the game. I have not once said the Dolphins broke a rule. I have no idea if they did. All I'm saying is what we all saw we've never seen before. John said the same thing, and I mean, is he wrong?
No, but there's an implication there that the Dolphins wronged their player. That's the implication.
That is the implication, and it doesn't mean that they did. It just Correct. Means that we saw something visually that was odd. It's we all noticed it.
I'll give you an example. You have two boys. There's going to come a time when they're both old enough to be thick as thieves, right? And if you walk into the kitchen at midnight, and you're wondering why Jet is up, and you look at Jet, and there's cookies on the floor, and he's got cookies all over his face and all over his hands, you're going to assume Jet got into the cookie jar, right?
I would make that assumption.
That's an assumption. But Spence is the problem.
He may be. He's two now.
Spence is the real problem.
Right? You know what? You may be right.
Here's Danny in Queens on the Fan. Danny, by the way, how are you?
Hi, guys. I'm doing well. Thank you for taking my call. You guys are awesome, but you knew that already.
All
right. Second best show on the station.
What is the first best show?
Richard Neer.
The warm-up show with Jerry and Al. I mean, it's pretty easy. Guys.
Al and Jerry, number one. Carton and Roberts, number two. Who's number three?
It doesn't matter.
Got it.
We stop with you guys.
Hard
we
to disagree with that logic.
Hey, listen, Craig, really, that show a couple weeks ago when you had that college student on.
Yeah.
My name is Craig.
Yes.
Listen, I listened to the whole thing. I stayed in the car to make sure I listened to it. He used the word degenerate. I know kids his age that use that word
they
way
do.
Too much.
Yes.
It's anybody that didn't hear it, there's got to be a way to hear it. That was a very, very...
Thank
you.
I believe all those shows are on the Odyssey Rewind app. You know, good luck with that, by the way. But yeah, I appreciate that very much. We actually have another college kid on this week, a non-gambler, talking about what you know is happening on the Indiana campus. But that show was very emotional, for sure.
That really was, and you guys did a great job, you and your co-host. But let's talk about, now I need Evan, because, Craig, just sit down for a second.
Sure.
I need Evan.
Dude,
if this freaking DeGrom doesn't get it together and pitch more than he's been doing, I will literally lose my mind, and we will not make it deep into the playoffs.
They need Jake to be Jake. Now, he's going to make a huge start tonight. We will all be hypercritical or really excited based on how he pitches, but then he will make another start that will occur in the postseason. And our reaction to that could be very, very different. But you're right. They need Jake to be Jake. And here's the reality. Look, here's the reality. And I'm a Jacob DeGrom fanboy, whatever you want to call me. In his last three starts, he's given up 11 runs. And that's concerning. And so I go into this start and I say to myself, am I as confident in Jake dominating as I have been every time he has started for the last 3 years? The answer is no.
Oh, I wish I could be in the room for that conversation.
What conversation?
Though you said it when you say to yourself.
Oh,
you do that out loud?
It happens
or no?
A lot. Yes, I did it this morning.
Walk around mumbling to yourself?
Yes. I had the house to myself for a few hours, and I did a lot of mumbling.
Yeah?
A lot of talking.
And it was always about Jacob DeGrom and the Mets?
There was one thing about Jacob DeGrom. There was one thing about something else. Can you believe I'm working with this guy?
Joe Beningo on Saturdays? You thought you were done with him. Now you're back. Right?
Speaking of the guy who would hammer DeGrom if he doesn't come out and dominate tonight.
Yeah, he doesn't like DeGrom, right?
Yeah, he's turned on him.
He's anti-DeGrom?
I wouldn't give that guy another dime. Yeah, he's turned on him. But I know Joe very well. If Jacob DeGrom goes 7 scoreless tonight,
yes,
his view on him will be altered slightly.
I love DeGrom.
Look, here's the reality. Jacob DeGrom has had 3 starts in a row. I know it all occurred sort of differently, specifically the Pittsburgh game where he was brilliant for 5 innings and then sort of fell off.
Yeah.
But he's had 3 starts in a row in which he has not been through a complete performance the Jacob DeGrom we need and expect. Does that mean he's going to get bombed tonight? I'm not saying that, but is my confidence in him different today than it normally is? Yeah, because we've seen him look human 3 consecutive starts. But tonight's go time. This is the biggest start Jake has had as a New York Met in 7 years. I know he's won Cy Youngs and he's dominated and he's put together this Hall of Fame resume. I get it. Unfortunately for him, the Mets sucked as that was happening. Tonight is the biggest start he has made since Game 2 of the World Series in 2015. That's it.
There's a great video out there right now. There's what looks like a father and daughter who are driving a Tesla. And the left rear tire, I guess, is a little flat. So they pull up to what they think is like an air, you know, station to fill it with air. Except they don't fill it with air. They were filling their tire with flammable gas.
Oh, jeez.
And some guy comes over and goes, guys, you might want to stop. Your car's going to explode.
Well, luckily it didn't. The way you start that story, I'm expecting that ending.
They filled their tire with propane.
Oh, my God. That's like something I would do. I got to be honest.
Oh,
how do you just pull up to a propane tank?
I'm looking at it. Yeah, it's an AmeriGas propane. I guess it's a machine they used to fill propane tanks with. And they thought and just assumed that it was air. So they're like, oh, la, 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 la. Filling the tire with air. Yeah, you're filling the tire with propane. You're now a driving bomb.
Well, thank
God. Good job, guys.
Thank God they're not dead.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
No, seriously. Thank God they're not dead. They could have been dead.
Nature has its way of weeding out the weak. And the feeble-minded, Evan, don't forget about that. Yeah. The strong shall survive. Johnny's in Hartford, Connecticut. Johnny, what's going on?
What's up, fellas? You guys got a solid show, solid. Got a question on the balls there, Justin. Evan, give me the breakdown. So 59 wasn't the one that's authenticated, you're saying?
Yes, that was the one where the authenticators were going to authenticate it with the guy who caught it, but the guy who caught it sold it to somebody else on the spot. And as soon as that happened, the authenticator said,
it was still during the event.
Yes.
At the game.
Yes.
And the ball, the ball was traceable in that event.
Yes,
traceable in that they knew he legitimately caught it.
The man is claiming that the authenticators, once that ball was sold, said, we're not going to authenticate it. See you later. That's his claim.
Here's the deal. The Yankees must have an authentication company. I run a large memorabilia and trade show called the New England Card Show, and JSA or Beckett or one of those firms that really authenticates it must be on site, must be traveling with the Yankee brass to get it authenticated. That's the first thing. If the ball was passed, if it's being tracked, that ball is trackable. So someone can authenticate the ball.
Right.
JSA will authenticate the ball. So the guy hasn't lost any money. So if the guy wants to come to my card show at Springfield, Massachusetts,
That's not going to happen. But we appreciate you trying to make that happen.
Good try.
Yes, and I appreciate the attempt there. Look, the guy's going to hold on to the ball. At some point, he'll figure out what to do with it. If he was willing to Venmo a complete stranger, $1,500 on site, my gut tells me he's not crying for $1,500. He's all right financially.
No, he's crying that $1,500 investment didn't net him what he expected.
Right, which is $5,000 or more,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it would have been a good investment.
Yeah. I mean, if I could turn $1,500 into $5,000 in the course of an hour or two, why wouldn't I do that?
Why wouldn't you do it? If you have the money to lay it out,
yes,
as well.
Yeah,
Problem is for this guy, he can't get it authenticated, and now the ball's useless.
The last time I agreed to do that, I started a very long journey that did not end well.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to give me 10, I'll give you 25? Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
So, in other words, be careful, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm your Huckleberry. I don't see why I wouldn't do that. I'm in. What, 24 hours? Yeah, sure, no problem. You got it, buddy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.